In this bulletin, Tasmania reopens its borders to Victoria. The Department of Defence launches disciplinary action for soldiers implicated in the Afghanistan war inquiry. And in sport, a stadium to be renamed in honour of the late Diego Maradona. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Victorians are now able to visit Tasmania without having to quarantine for the first time in 8 months. Tasmania shut its borders to mainland Australia in March, but has gradually reopened to other jurisdictions over recent weeks. The state is only closed to South Australia amid a cluster in Adelaide, which has grown to 31 cases. Premier Peter Gutwin says it's a special day for both Victoria and Tasmania.
This is a significant milestone, and for the first time in more than 8 months, we say to our Victorian visitors, welcome back. And to Tasmanians living in Victoria, welcome home.
Victoria is on the verge of officially eradicating COVID-19, having recorded 27 straight days with no new cases. Authorities view 28 days without any new infections as elimination of the virus. Infectious diseases expert Professor Sharon Lewin from the Doherty Institute in Melbourne says meeting the eradication criteria will be an amazing achievement.
I'm super excited about this milestone. It's extraordinary. I never thought we would achieve this in Melbourne. I think we are actually one of the few cities in the world that have eradicated coronavirus. So it's an incredible achievement. It's actually very unusual globally and an amazing achievement.
It comes as virus fragments were detected as part of a wastewater surveillance program in Geelong's north, prompting a renewed push for COVID-19 testing. And today, the Board of Inquiry into the state's hotel quarantine program will sit to tender final evidence and submissions. The Northern Territory is set to double its quarantine capacity. The Territory and federal governments are close to signing a deal to increase the intake of the Howard Springs quarantine facility from 500 to 1,000 per fortnight. More than 36,000 Australians trying to return are registered with the Department of Foreign Affairs, 8,000 of which are classified as vulnerable. A parliamentary inquiry heard yesterday that not all Australians stranded overseas will make it home in time for Christmas. The Defence Department has reportedly launched administrative action against a number of serving soldiers a week after the public release of a report into alleged war crimes committed in Afghanistan. Up to 10 Special Air Service Regiment soldiers have been issued with show cause notices, asking them to explain why they shouldn't be dismissed. They have 14 days to respond. The four-year investigation uncovered credible evidence of 39 unlawful killings and two cases of torture by Australian troops. The United States is marking a scaled-back Thanksgiving holiday amid a concerning wave of COVID-19 infections across the country. Millions of people travelled and gathered for the annual celebration, despite warnings from health authorities not to do so. U.S. hospitalizations for COVID-19 reached a record 88,000 yesterday. President-elect Joe Biden is urging Americans to stick together.
I know the country has grown weary of the fight. We need to remember, we're at war with a virus, not with one another, not with each other. For so many of us, it's hard to hear this fight isn't over. And we still have months of this battle ahead of us.
To sport, Diego Maradona is lying in state at the presidential palace in Buenos Aires. 3 days of mourning were declared in his homeland of Argentina after the footballing legend died of a heart attack aged 60. Some fans have clashed with police while trying to enter the presidential palace to see their hero. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 25. Adelaide, very hot and mostly sunny, 40 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 34. Hobart, mostly sunny, 27. Canberra, partly cloudy, 29. Wollongong, similar conditions and 23. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 26. Newcastle, much the same, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy as well and 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 35 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.